Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're coming to you live and in color. And we've got a great show for you tonight, as always, but we have an extra special show. And we've got some ladies that are going to be joining us from a women's conference called the Gold Rush. They're going to be joining us tonight. But as we normally do, we're going to start off the show with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. February 16th, 2014. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. So just before I hand it over to Ms. Henrietta Byrd, just want to let you know that the International Black Summit is going to Belize this year. So if you're interested, please check out our website. We've got tons of information about getting there and what you need to do and so on and so forth. And as always, we've got other information about the International Black Summit and upcoming events that we'll share with you as well. Our website is www.blacksummit.org, and we'll be in Belize July 31st to August 3rd. And if you don't know where Belize is, you need to go to your Google Maps or something, or, you know, in back in the day, we used to have one of those spheres, and you used to spin it, one of those globes, and you spin it and look to see where it is. It is in South America, so that's all I'm going to say. So if you don't know about it, please go find out about it. And as always, we are looking to have an empowering, uplifting conversation that will move you and your projects forward to support you. So with that, I'm going to give the mic over to Henrietta Byrd, and I see there's a couple other folks that are part of the conference that are looking to get in. I'm going to open up your mics as well. And you go ahead, Henrietta, and we'll go from there. Then I'll get back.
Thanks, Glenn.
Oh, you're welcome.
And getting to everyone. Tonight we have a special program for you. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that there's a wonderful women's conference that takes place in the Chicagoland area and every year in the month of March. And we celebrate women in different ways every year. Well, we have the creator of that event with us tonight, along with some of the facilitators of the workshops, and the keynote speakers are going to share with you tonight. And so, you know, we usually spend a lot more time on belief, but we will get into that. We'll do more of that next week because we want to give this conference as much time as possible so that everyone understands what it's about, what the purpose is. Just you can have as much information as possible. But if you do have questions about Belize, please go to blacksummit.org and click on Talk Show. Send us an email. Let us know if you have any questions about Belize, if you want to have a summit share in your area or a prerequisite course area that qualifies you to be in the conference in Belize. Remember, it is always the annual summit event is always the first weekend in August every year. And if you've never done the summit before, you would have to be in Belize before Thursday, because you would actually start Thursday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. And if you've done the summit conversation before, then you begin on Friday. So that's, of course, July 31st, August 1st, that weekend this year. And, again, that website is blacksummit.org. Also, after this show, you can also go to blacksummit.org and click on Talk Show. And it always replays the most recent talk show. If you want to hear one of the other talk shows, you just click on Talk Show and scroll down to the day that you want to hear. And so that's it. We'll, you know, you can call us tonight. Our call-in number is 646-716-987. 646-716-987. Okay, so let's get to our the wonderful guest that we have today, and let me begin by introducing the creator of the Gold Rush Women's Conference, Reverend Dr. Jacqueline Trish Atkins. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I am well, and thank you so
great.
Much for being
And I
want to
say thank you for the invitation to talk. And the opening was phenomenal because it talked about just being, and that was absolutely enough. And the Women's Conference is essentially that. It helps women come back to understand that they are value. The Gold Rush analogy was given to me, quite frankly, because it helps us to understand we are gold. We are the gold mine. And even though it may be covered up with despair and doubt and internalized anguish, it's still there. And so the Gold Rush Women's Conference is about women coming together. We form community. We think community is important, pretty much like the International Black Summit. It is not so often women will say, can I come just for a session and go away? No. It's time to get immersed into this consciousness of we are gold mines, we have the gold, and we can pull it out if we are given the right tools. And so we have speakers that come from Jamaica and California and from all over who will provide us with the tools and engage the women and have the women participate. I love to say Cheryl Lee Ralph, who is coming, she was one of the original Dream Girls on Broadway. She's coming from California as the, one of the key speakers. And as I told her, and last year I told Susan Taylor, and the year before that I told Ayala, I know you're famous, and that's great, but that's not why you're here. You're here because I also know you know how to connect with women, and you know that you have some tools that you can share with them so that they can come back and understand how great they are. So that is it. That is really why the conference exists. This is the eighth year. And we have, I'm really excited, we have women who have registered from Missouri, from South Dakota, from Michigan, from Wisconsin, from California, from Georgia, from Texas. And so it's becoming, if you will, national and perhaps even somewhat international since we have someone from Jamaica. But the point is, wherever the women are, I have found in the years, 30 years as a lawyer and then the last 15 years as a minister, that this, what we're talking about, is something that women just don't do for themselves. They don't help themselves and clear out the stuff so they can pull out their gold and create their desired and their deserved life experiences. And that's what this is about.
Excellent. Now, if I was someone who hadn't attended previously, what would you say about it? Why would I want to attend the Gold Rush? And particularly, I also want you to speak to why a husband would want his wife to attend this event. Because I'm sure there's some benefits given what you said. But I want our listeners to just get a full flavor of what's available at this Gold Rush Women's Conference. And I love what you said, by the way.
Yes, well, I have some of the speakers who are on the line, but I will say that my husband, who has absolutely been a phenomenal supporter, looks forward whenever this comes about. And why, and the men who, the women, when they go back home, because if I understand who I am, if I'm very clear that I am solid and that I love myself, guess how much better I can love everybody else. Guess how much stronger my household is going to be. And guess how much stronger I'll be able to be effective in making these changes in our community that we need. The issues often comes for an individual who doesn't realize her greatness, and she's either cowering or there's two extremes. One, the woman has forgotten, and therefore she feels like she has no value, or the woman who now thinks her sable coat or her diamond ring is her value. Either extreme, you're going to be in trouble. And the conference looks at that. And let me just give you one other example, because we were talking about people who are known singers and known figures. Well, what happens is sometimes the applause and adulation, that's wonderful. But if they aren't careful, they will forget it was their value that brought them, their gifts that they used that got them that. And if they get confused and think that the applause and adulation is the value, then you start getting all crazy and messed up. And this conference just provides you tools for the lifelong transformation. It's not one time. It's forever and ever and ever that you continue to do this. Just like you take a bath every day and you brush your teeth every day, you cleanse your spirit, because that's where your gold is. And so
that's
you can
right.
pull it out and use it.
Excellent, yes. Excellent, excellent. Yes. Well, we have all the other mics open. So the other women, please, say your name and then if you would, let us know a little bit about you and what your thoughts are in terms of this Gold Rush Women's Conference.
All right. Shirley Lawson.
Hello? Shirley has been, yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear me? Oh, great.
Yes.
Hi. Well, my
Welcome
name is Shirley
show.
Lawson. Thank you. It's an honor to be here and be on the show. The Gold Rush is phenomenal. I've been a part of the Gold Rush. Reverend Jackie's been about, what, maybe four or five times?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And it's a wonderful idea, because the gold is within. The part that I'm going to be doing this Gold Rush is doing meditation workshops. And
oh, excellent.
Since the goal,
wow.
Yeah. Since the goal is within, meditation is a way of helping the women discover that goal within, and that goal is their higher self. And learning to meditate, oh, it helps not only women, it helps men, women, and children. And
Absolutely.
Most people are just, you know, most people aren't aware that they already experience meditation. And what I've decided to do with this meditation workshop is to just show them different ways that they meditate and don't even know that they've been meditating. Helping them to understand that yes, go ahead.
No, so you're actually having them be present to meditation and the different forms that it exists. Because everybody thinks that meditation is just, you know, the whole silent thing, but you can actually have a walking meditation, or you can actually meditate while you're good. Excellent. Awesome.
And
We may not be able to do the walking meditation and that sort of thing because I don't know the layout of the land, but what I want to do is to present to them, and I start out asking questions. Have you ever slowly awakened and laying there in a delicious, restful mood for a few minutes before you open your eyes? If the answer is yes, you meditated. You know, have you ever sat by a river and conscious of its steady flow and entered into some a sense of stillness? If you've done that, you've meditated. Have you ever been so in love that your heart just seemed to light up? If so, you've meditated.
Okay. I love it.
Let me say what's wonderful about this, again, this is Reverend Jackie Zapp, and I'm glad Reverend Shirley mentioned and talked about what she is known across the country for her meditation. But what is great about this is it lifts up, we look at the woman in whole. We have meditation sessions each morning, aside from the meditation workshop that Reverend Shirley is going to be doing. We have physical workshops every morning, physical workouts every morning. We have fun every day because we are total, and it's very important for you don't pull out one piece of you and just work on it. It's got to be worked on in totality.
Yeah, spirit, soul, body.
Excellent.
The whole person. So we're looking forward to this fantastic conference, and I know it is going to bless a lot of women. It's going to bless a lot of people. And, again, I'm very honored to be a part of it again. And it's phenomenal because the person that has given birth to the idea is phenomenal.
Thank you. Is Stephanie on the line? Stephanie Wilson Coleman is another one of our magnificent speakers. Stephanie does a lot in finances, and she helps us understand. I love what she says. Your relationship with your money reflects your relationships across the board, probably. And so we have to know the practical side of this is, as I said, you identify your value. You identify your goals, and you then cleanse it off, find it, take the dirt from around it, take the lies and the despair and the fear and the doubt from around it. You pull it out, and you start creating your desired and deserved life experiences. That's got to include some economic impact, okay?
Sure.
And so we know that, and someone like a Stephanie Wilson Coleman who has 4 books and someone who's gone from being homeless to being very wealthy is a woman who is very spiritual and talks about the spiritual practices. And each of these women, just like Reverend Shirley just talked about a tool that she's going to use and she's going to teach and she's going to share, then Stephanie has a whole bag of tools that are identified, quote-unquote, as spiritual tools that will help you cleanse off the fear and the doubt, to help you come back to yourself. But then from a practical side, it then puts you in a position of helping yourself from a practical side, helping your family, helping your community from a practical side.
Oh, that's excellent. That is excellent. I love what you ladies have put together here. This is just awesome because it really is similar or a reflection of what we look to do inside the International Black Summit Network, and that is to make people whole. You know, part of our declaration is you're whole and complete, and you're coming from that space, you know, coming from that gold nugget. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, shining it up and mining it and you know, and just being present to the brilliance that women bring to this conversation. Because clearly, women, in my estimation, are one of the keystones to our community. Go ahead.
I have to say that declaration, when you said it, and I've heard it, it's been a very long time, I got really tickled because of just what you said. We do come from, if you will, the asset-based person, We know that we are whole and that we're complete. And whether I'm wearing a sable coat or whether I'm wearing a cloth coat, my value
That's
is
right.
exactly the same. My value
That's
is
right.
exactly the same. I like to say, if you will, whether I'm standing with a gown on or standing totally naked with a pair of pearls on, my value is the same. It has nothing to do with the external. My value is within, and I then pull it out and use it for creating what I want. It's interesting. I want to mention, and it's so funny, Sheryl Sandberg, and her best-selling book, Lean In, and some of you may know her name. I think she's the head of Facebook or something. But it's so funny because she wrote in this book that just came out maybe two years ago, and she wrote something that I said, wow, has she been in my conference for the last 7 years? She wrote that the external barriers are erected. Yes, they're erected by society, and they hinder us. But the greatest barriers are the internalized negative messages. Our lower our expectations, and they kill us. And she said, yet the internal obstacles are those over which we have control. And that's the guiding light. I have control over my internal conversation, over my internal thoughts and beliefs, over the dirt and the unforgiveness. I have control over that. And if I can help women know that and give them tools to how to use it, again, that's what you call mining for the gold.
I love it. Because what you just pointed to is having choice, choice in the matter, and not being a victim, but having control of your own destiny. And that is very powerful. I love that. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Go ahead, please.
No, the whole essence of choice, when you understand your gold mine, it becomes much, much, much more easily understood. When you understand that you have the asset, it may need to be shaped up. It may need to be cleaned off. But when you know you have the asset, you have opportunity for choices. It's only when you think you have nothing, you are nothing, is when you don't think you have any choice.
Absolutely. That is so true. We have a caller with their hand up. Go ahead and open up the mic. There's 312-607. Go ahead. You're live on the air. 312-607. Would you like to share? Or you have a comment or question about the Gold Rush Women's Conference?
Yes. This is Stephanie Wilson Coleman. I just called in.
Good.
I'm actually a workshop presenter in the Gold Rush Conference, and I was listening to Reverend Jackie talk about the power of choices and how we have to understand that we always have a choice. We have to even go deeper than that, and that everything that happens in our life and everything that we are confronted with was a result of our choice. And I think that when it comes to financial wealth, we have to learn how to use those choices better than we have done in the past. We cut ourselves off from conversations that we need to be a part of, and we tend to live in our story. And part of what I present in my workshops, and especially this one, is how to free yourself of your story, how to detach, how to use very specific, easy-to-use tools so that you can always stay grounded in service and you can always stay grounded in your wholeness with God as opposed to your separateness.
Absolutely. There is power when we look at our community and we begin to work together as a group and like minds.
Yes.
That, and Stephanie who is speaking just now. Stephanie, I just told them about the relationship with money. You taught me years ago. And so I'm really glad that you have joined us. That is great.
Yeah, people think that money is different from everything else. They think that then there's a spiritual self and there's money self. But what you believe in the inner, we know that it will appear in the outer, and it appears in every facet of your life, including your money. And if you want to know how you treat your money, look at how you treat your friends. Every single thing is related. Nothing is separate. It's just like your financial counselors are talking to you all the time, your body's talking to you all the time, and they're telling you what things you need to change. They're always acquainting you with what you believe to be true about you and yourself and how you relate in the spiritual universe.
There are, if I may, what I call the solution and the why of the conference. There are six things that happen, if I could put it in this way. One is that we intentionally create safe space, and that safe space is a community of women who are all there. It doesn't matter whether you're president of the board or whether you're the janitress. You're there because you know or you begin to think something has told you you are absolutely great and you want to figure out how you can manifest that greatness. Two, we establish an environment where women can release their defenses in order to become vulnerable. Now, why is that so important? Because unless you release your defenses, you cannot start cleansing up stuff. And most of us in the day-to-day world can't release the defense. We would be, folks would step on our jugular if we released our defense. But this is an environment where you can release your defenses and go inside, and as painful as it may be, you can do that, and you can cleanse. The third thing is there are a variety of ways that we gently remind women of their intrinsic greatness.
Yes.
Stephanie talked about it. Reverend Shirley talked about it. Then the fourth is we engage the women in the processes. It is not, you don't come to sit to be entertained. You are absolutely engaged in the processes that will enable you during the conference and long after the conference to be aware of what your dirt is, to label it, and to clean it up. And the fifth one is we assist women to develop clear steps that enable them to break through their fears and dissipate their doubts and create their plans. And this year we're adding a phenomenal piece where we're going to offer everyone the opportunity to create their life assignments in every aspect of their being. And those life assignments, we'll get together 90 days from now to talk about those in your journey. And last, we affirm with the women that it is the lifelong transformational process that will allow them to tap into their greatness and continuously create their desired life experiences. This is ongoing. This is great. This is phenomenal. And we want the women who are there to know that it is all right. Even if you fall down, you can get up. Even if you take in another doubt or become afraid again, it's okay because you now have tools to know how to dismantle that. It doesn't become
part. That's right.
Hard.
That's
so
right. Jackie, so right. Your tools help you rewrite a story where you're the winner. Rewrite the story that no matter what is going on, that you will have the appropriate responses. And even when you don't have the appropriate responses, you can go back and you can change that energy, change that thought so that you are always a winner.
That's excellent. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are talking with the ladies of the Gold Rush Women's Conference. 2014 program schedule is Friday, March 17th, 2014. So March 7th through the 9th. And what's a contact? Would they go to the website, or they can call for information?
773-417-9595, 773-417-9595, or the Gold Rush website is www.goldrushwomensconference.com. That's GoldRushWomensConference.com, www.goldrushwomensconference.com. So either of those ways you can make contact. And can I share just one other thing about the conference?
Sure.
Let me just say that it's also we have lots of music. And why do we have music? We have a group called Drum Divas, a group of women who really loosen up and start creating a path for us on the very first night. They cleanse it. They help us to create this path so we can get the dirt out and spirit and the gold can come. And then we have musicians. We have a Marjorie Stroud. We have a Deb Okafor. We have musicians who know how to marinate the soul, prepare us to start doing the work. It's you can't walk in there on Friday and think you're just going to start. You're going to have to get prepared. Your soul is going to get marinated. The drums are going to loosen you up, and you are then going to be able to start doing the work, because work you will be doing. It'll be great work, but it will be work. So that I have to say that, because sometimes we think, if you come to a conference and you're learning to do this, No. We will have music throughout the whole conference. As a matter of fact, the giveaway is a CD, which the women get, which reminds them of the various sessions they were in. So often, when the women are even driving back home on Sunday afternoon, they play the CD, and it helps them to recall, what tool was I learning about when I heard this song? How can I get through that? So that I just had to mention that, because I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. And again, this is the first day is Friday, March 7th, and then Saturday and Sunday. And I just want to let our listeners know just a little bit. This is one of the sessions on the first day, and it's there's Gold in Them There Hills is one of the workshops, Workshop A. Open Up Your Chakras, Radiate Your Greatness is Workshop B. And Escape Into Reality by Taking a Golden Mini Vacation. So those, so listeners, you do not want to miss this. This is earth shattering, earth shaking, and it's about you opening up yourself and getting yourself clear and cleansed so that you can be the powerful woman that you are. You know, that golden nugget. That is awesome. So I want to hear some more. So what else you got going on at this conference? This is so powerful.
Well, I guess, I don't know, Reverend Shirley, you want to shout a little bit more?
I can talk a little bit more. One of the things that I will be working with in my workshop. Hi, Stephanie.
How you doing? You know, I'm ready for my healing.
Yes. I'll also be bringing my table and doing massages too. I'm also the minister with the healing hand. So,
okay,
that's right.
Okay.
Go on.
One of the things that I will be talking about in my workshop is letting people know that meditation is a way of paying attention to things that occur naturally. Those naturally occurring moments, and being educated by those moments. See, too often, we don't pay attention. And when we do think we're paying attention, we're actually paying attention to the wrong thing. And so what I want to do is help the women to become aware of what they're paying attention to and why they're paying attention to it. What can you learn from it? What you are going through, turn your attention inward and discover the gold mine that is within that will teach you how.
Now, is somebody in the same room? Are you guys in the same room on the cell phone? Anybody?
No.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened there. Okay,
that was a teaching moment. another way that Reverend Shirley just talked about. Each day has a theme. Friday, March 7th, the theme is the mire is not on the mirror, and that day is about recognizing that the cleaning process is an inside job. And identifying ways to dig away the dirt. And so it is understanding that no matter how much we may wipe the mirror to remove the spot on our dress, that what we see in the mirror, the dirt is not on the mirror. And that's just what Reverend Shirley is saying. It's not looking outside, but it does us no good to blame anyone or anything for our challenges. It requires inside action. Once I get inside, I can then start creating constructive plans to dismantle the external barriers. But for me, if I don't get inside, if I just try to wipe away the external barriers and I haven't done my inside work, it will not work for very long. It'll be very temporary.
Let me just pause you there for a second, and I want our listeners to really hear this. You've got to do the work. You've got to do the work, and that's the key to it. It's nice to explore what's going on, but you've got to do the work to really get inside of yourself and find out what is going on with you and what is having you do the things that you want to do or the things that you don't want to do, so that you can begin to shift and change your activity. So go ahead.
Exactly.
That's right.
On the second day, the theme is the gold is me and mine. And on this second day, we know the women are beginning to catch a glimpse of their truth again. It's not a full-blown recognition yet, so it can't be a full-blown experience, but they are on the way to rediscovering, or for many, discovering for the first time just how valuable they are. And then on Sunday, we say, we are affirming, my life experiences are golden experiences. And we shout out, Eureka, just like the people did when they struck gold in California. Because we want everyone to affirm this new realization that she is the gold mine with unlimited gold nuggets. So whatever she creates is golden if she wants it to be. And Stephanie, that comes back to the choice again. You are the gold mine.
That's
the gold nuggets. And you will create everything that is golden if you want to.
Yeah. And there is one thing that I think that everyone gets is that once you learn the tools in themselves are not difficult to use. Sometimes the difficulty is in facing the things that you bring up, the things that you have to forgive about yourselves, and the things that you have to forgive in others, and then the things that you have to forgive that have taken place that maybe you took a part of. However, in this immersion community type of process, you will be cocooned by people who love you, people who are praying with you, completely safe environment for you to reveal those things and then release those things. Because once you release those things, and start with a new canvas, with a new sheet of paper, writing the story that you want to live, actually the story that you were sent here on your birth mission to live, then you will find that everything improves. Your relationships improve, your health improves, and your money will definitely improve, because you can't separate any of that. All of that is God. All of that is from God.
It's all one.
Yeah, I love what you guys say in your mission. The part of it says the realization enables women to live their lives' purpose, which results in enhancing life experiences and ultimately enriches the world.
That's right.
Very powerful.
That's coming back to the International Black Summit, and for me, the significance of meaningful movements that we. You know, this is from my view. Everyone doesn't have to hold it. We are one. I have never met you one-on-one, but I'm one with you. And so I can come to an understanding of my greatness, then I can live on purpose, and the world is the richer for it.
Yes.
Because
every thought we have, every action we carry forward is felt throughout the universe. We are one. Some of us just don't realize it, but we are one. And
absolutely.
When we become healthier and then when we become more connected to our source, that helps others, because our light shines even brighter to people around you who will want to get some of that you got. And then we'll each one teach one until we've covered the globe. And just imagine how the world would be.
What the difference it would make. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. One of the things I want to go back to, and I think it's very valuable for our listeners to hear this, because it's one of the things that I profess, is in the planning. You know, you talked about laying out a game plan and then actually touching base, coming back at a later point, I think you said 90 days, that you come back
at
a later point
days.
To evaluate how you're doing and what you're doing and how things have progressed in that time period. So would you say a little bit more about that?
I will, and this is because people, the women who've come have said, hey, I need you. I need you. I need these tools. I need to be reminded. What this will allow, we're going to ask the women throughout the conference, you identify your life assignment in a particular area, in your personal area, in your health area, in your professional area, in whatever area you identify, you go within. And it doesn't mean it's forever. You can, just like you can change your paint in the room, you can change your assignment. But you just identify one, and then you then identify the tools that you're learning and getting from this conference, from the various speakers, on how you're going to achieve it. And just like the tool may work, but in 90 days when we get back together, you're going to reassess, and you're going to say, well, that tool didn't work so good, but Reverend Shirley, will you tell me about the tool you were talking about? Because the one that I got from this lady over here didn't work as good. It wasn't as good. Or maybe I don't remember how to work it. Or maybe I have just become so inundated with the world and its stuff that it throws at me that I've just forgotten that I'm golden.
Right.
And so that's critically important for us to, number one, to set goals. And again, I'm not necessarily talking about, and there's nothing wrong with setting a professional. It may be that you're going to set a goal that each day you're going to spend 5 minutes just doing something for yourself to assure that you know who you are, that you know that you are brilliant and that you're a smart woman. You're going to do something to affirm that. Or you're going to do something every 2 days that says, I love my body. I have a gift. And the gift that I have is my body, and I'm going to do something with it. You see, we're a conglomerate of things. We're a spirit. We're all these things. And when you set the assignment, then that assignment will get you perhaps in a way that you've never known to your external assignment. That is your new job, your new honey, your new money, whatever. But until you get right with who you are, you can have all those kinds of life goals, but you haven't done the assignments that you need to do with yourself, for yourself.
And as you begin to practice those things, loving yourself, then you will be led intuitively to do some things and to stop doing other things. And it's not the magical thing people are waiting for. A lot of times what I have found is that other thing just doesn't interest me anymore. Or, as I always say when I used to do a lot of partying, is that when I looked up and found that you're seeing the same people in the club drinking the same drink with the same Sunday suit on a Saturday night, I knew it was time to get out of it. Okay? I knew it was time to exit that. But I had gotten to the point where I was doing those daily exercises where I was looking at how I thought about things, how I felt about myself, reminding myself I was special. And once you do that, spirit sort of takes over and guides you. And then we begin to listen, as Reverend Lawson said. We just don't listen. So we will begin to listen, and the follow-through is what the 90 days will help you with.
Just 1 second. So one of the things that I hear, and I want our listeners to really hear this, is that you're truing yourself up. So you're listening to what your spirit, your body, your mind is telling you, and you're coordinating your actions consistent with that which you want
to
achieve.
And so therefore
you're able to move your life forward at a faster pace because everything is working in the same direction.
When you learn to meditate, it enables you to be a better listener.
I hear that
higher self.
I tell women, this ain't the conference to come to tell you how to dress right. This is not the one. This ain't the one. Because if you get in tune with all those things you just described, you will know how to dress right. You will know what book to go and get to learn how. That's the easy part. That's the easy part. One of the things to this journey that this is I've been working this and creating this for 7 years, but this year is the first year that I have produced it with a new company. And one of the things I have had to learn is that the external thing, whether it is what I would call very good or very bad, my focus can't be on either of those things because I'll get sidetracked. And that comes back to what Reverend Shelley is saying. When something good happens, enjoy it. Yeah. Something other happens, you just say, but you come back to your starting point. Where is the gold mine? The gold mine is within. Go back to the gold nuggets and see what you need to create, whatever the situation is. And I would like to say we're really, really excited this year because we have Henrietta Byrd as one of our key speakers this year at the Gold Rush Women's Conference. We are totally excited about that.
Absolutely. And we've got about 11 minutes. About 12, 13 minutes left. I just want to take a short break. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we have the ladies of the Gold Rush Women's Conference. So if you are in the chat room and you want to have a question or you want to comment, please, we've got some open available call-in lines. Our number is 646-716-9827. And, of course, if you want to get some additional information about the International Black Summit, please check out our website at www.blacksummit.org. You can get some information about the Gold Rush Women's Conference, and it's goldrushwomensconference.com is the website to get some additional information from these ladies. And these ladies, we've got about 15 more minutes, so if you've got any questions, please call in and press 1, and we will get you on. And I've got one person with their hand up right now, 773-877. I think you're rejoining the call, but welcome. Your mic is open.
Hi, my name is Carmen Colvin, and I have enjoyed the conversation thus far. I have been a participant of the conference, an attendee, and now working in planning the conference. And I'd like to say that it is a wonderful growth experience. As I look at my life and I look at living longer and getting stronger every day and acknowledging that I'm happier than ever, I have to remember that there are many, many tools that are put forth. In the Gold Rush Women Conference in my first year, it was kind of an interesting experience. And then as I proceeded to my second year, you learn more about yourself. You learn about the inner tools of what you are and who you are and who that you are. And that as I have proceeded in attending the conference, as I have proceeded in implementing the tools that I have achieved and learned through the conference, I have learned many of the things that Reverend Lawson talked about in reference to the meditation, that if I truly desire to grow, I must look within. And that is how growth occurs. If I'm just looking to experience, I look without. And so the dreaming is the looking without, but the achieving is to look within and to acknowledge that as I attend this conference, it has helped me learn how to serve others and that life really is, and the achievement of life and the things that we achieve or choose to achieve really are effortlessly simple if we put in the work. And so I am excited about it. I am excited about moving forward, excited about March 7th. It is one of those weekends that every time I come back, my girlfriends always want to know where you've been, and my husband's always happy that I've been there. And so it is a good thing, but it is a place where you can truly go and learn about who you are, learn about the talents and tools and your internal gifts. Sit and listen and laugh and cry, experience the whole range of emotions, and just develop new friends. You know, so often we have our circle that we're so accustomed and we're comfortable with. But one of the things that they do at the Gold Rush is they don't allow you to be comfortable. They allow you to shift and shape and mold and change, and you meet new friends and you reach new goals and you understand that this thing called simple joy, just simple joy, is an everyday event. It's an everyday occurrence that you are the walking miracle that you think you are. And sometimes we forget. You know, the lessons of life can be somewhat challenging from time to time, but the gold rush is a time where you have an opportunity to look at yourself in a new life and come out a new you.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that.
I want to say,
the participants are women who are looking for new and fresh approaches and resources for a fulfilled life. Go ahead.
And I got to tell you, there are women in all socioeconomic classes. I keep emphasizing that because women sometimes get it confused. It really crosses the whole gamut. And being careful of monitoring yourself to see where you are is important. But even if you think you're at the top, I'm going to tell you, you want to stop by on March 7th. Because guess what? Guess what? You are not as high as you can be because that's just the way it is. And it's a continuous process. Stop by. I love it. And I want to just mention a little bit more Cheryl Lee Ralph, who has Redefining Diva, a phenomenal book that will be there. She is, as some may recall her, as the original Dream Girl on Broadway, but since that time, and she currently is a TV personality, but since that time, she has truly become an activist. She's become an activist in terms of AIDS, but also she's become an activist in terms of women. And in her book, in Redefining Diva, it talks about diva being a divine one. It talks about what a true diva is. That, to me, when I read her book and invited her to come and it worked out well, that's a miracle too. But it helped me to understand a diva is the person that's gone inside and found their gold and has now said, I'm going to use this gold to create the life that I want. And it requires nothing but touching that goal. And when you touch the goal, it's a loving kind of thing. You know how to be firm. You know how to be strict. But you also know how to be loving and how to help people along. But most importantly, how to help yourself move through whatever you need to move through.
Exactly. And you know, when you help people, you're helping yourself.
That's right.
You're helping yourself. And when you are more inward focused, You will discover those gifts and those talents that God has given you. I get the greatest joy out of my ministry where I work with women and men in recovery and teaching them spiritual principles. I wish that there was an availability for some of those women to come to such a conference. But until that time happens, you know, I feed them spiritual principles that help them to live a better life. And I've been doing this since 2003, and it's a phenomenal. I don't get paid for it, you know. You know, it's worth its pay, but it's healing for me. It's been a joy for me. And never thought I would be doing such a work, but I love it.
But, you know, what you just said, Reverend Shirley, is what, in terms for me and the conference and how I started 8 years ago, I have come to understand on purpose, living on purpose for me is reminding myself that I must always continue to mine for the gold. It doesn't stop.
That's right.
And I must do that. And the way that it's been given to me to do it and live on purpose is to open the door up for many women who hadn't even thought about it, who couldn't figure out why they kept stumbling and kept causing themselves self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
couldn't understand why that relationship after relationship fell apart and why they just, even with the mink coat and the diamond ring, they felt depressed. They couldn't figure
That's right.
The mission for me on purpose with this conference is to help all of us. All
That's
of
right.
you. Hear me?
That's right.
All of
That's
us.
Right.
to, once again, tap into and cleanse up and pull out the gold. You know, I totally agree that getting rid of those internal barriers is critical to our gaining power. And our gaining power, again, comes back to it's good for us, it's good for our family, and it's good for our community. And that's just the way it is.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I started teaching spiritual principles as it relates to financial independence because I discovered that there are a lot of things that we want to do and need to do, and it takes money to do it. You know, as I joke, you can't go to Macy's with a prayer or an affirmation and come out with anything. Right? You have to have money. And the one thing that I wanted to I want people to learn is that it is all connected.
Yes.
And money is spiritual. It is filled with energy. And if you want to know what you believe about God, look at your finances and look at what's happening there. And if we can, if I can help you with the spiritual principles, that because money, having money has nothing to do with money, is what I like. I want people to know. It's got nothing to do with money. It's got everything to do with how well you have, you feel connected to the source, how well you are connected to God. It's got everything to do with forgiveness. It's got everything to do with serving others. It's got everything to do with loving yourself. All of that. When we can get that part working, money will chase you, and you won't have to chase it anymore.
Okay. All right. I love that. I love that. We've got just a couple minutes left. One question that I had is, now, it's great that you come to the three-day conference and you do have the 90 days out. Is there any other means of staying in touch with the participants or the people you met or subgroups? Is there any organized? Yeah, go ahead, please.
There will be able to. They will have access to contact information, and I do know a couple of people, I think with you, Reverend Shirley, people have continued to come to and come to the classes because all of these women are teaching in various places, and so we will share that. We will share that so that the women can go to where they need to get the tools that they need. And Phil Bell and Moore, the producer of the conference, will have the information and will be continuing on so that the women can come back and say, hey, I need to do this. I need to get this person. And at the 90-day, they don't know it yet, but I'm hoping that they will be with me on the conference call the workshop in Chicago. As I said, we have women from 9 different states. But those who are near Chicago coming together and for us to spend 3 hours and try to do some intense work. So, yes, there will be opportunities for the women to continue making contact. Over the years, there have been opportunities. I've had women over the years who have written books, who have started not-for-profits, who come back and said, I got a glimpse of the gold, and I'm making something with it, that which I desire and that which I deserve. So they should dial 773-417-9595, 773-417-9595, or go to www.goldrushwomensconference.com, and absolutely come on, and I will see them at the Gold Rush.
That's Friday, March 7th, March 8th, and March 9th. So please come out. Give us that number one more time.
773-417-9595. 773-417-9595.
And it's also www.goldrushwomensconference.com.
Yes.
Excellent.
Glenn.
Excellent. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead,
Henrietta. I just want to say thank you to Jackie, Stephanie, Shirley, and I didn't get the young lady's name who attends the conference regularly. But I also, before we close, I just want to ask if you would come back because there's about 2 to 3 weeks before this conference begins. And if you could just give us 10 minutes every Sunday to refresh people's memories about this, I've been listening for the last 60 minutes, and I was there. Okay, you took me there, and I asked Glenn to do the interview because my feeling is, if a man can be excited about this, he will bring or send women that are in his life. And
I've had about three men do that, by the way. I've had men sending wives and daughters.
Listen, yeah. You know, I know Glenn very well, and I could hear the excitement as you all just unfolded more and more of what the conference was about. And the same thing occurred with me. I am so excited about it, not just speaking at the conference, but attending the conference. It is so much in the midst of what we believe here at the International Black Summit. And it sits right inside of our declaration about changing what is what the media is saying about us.
This conference changes
that, you know, and we start from being whole, from a space of being whole and complete. A safe space is what the annual summit event is all about, you know. So this is just wonderful to occur in March. And so I'm just asking if you can come back.
Absolutely.
It's just 2 or 3 weeks before the conference. And just give us an update, you know, a little taste of it. I will make sure everybody knows that they can click on this show, which is February 16th. You can go to blacksummit.org, click on Talk Show. It's on the lower left-hand corner of the website. Click on Talk Show and click on the February 16th show, and you can replay this. You know, we can send people. We are here every Sunday from 7 p.m. Central Time to 8 p.m. or, you know, p.m. Eastern Time to 9 p.m., and we will do special programs. If there's something special that you would like for us to do between now and the time our conference starts, if you want to do something special, just let us know, and we will schedule a special show for you. We love community, and this is building community for us. And we want people all over the world to know about it. So please come back and join Glenn and I any Sunday.
Yes.
You know, even after the conference. And, you know, give us an update of what's going on. But we truly appreciate, respect, and love what you all are doing, what we are all doing. I have to include myself in
that.
That's right. Absolutely.
What we are doing. Sunday is a day of gratitude. And I was just, like I said, I was at the Hyatt in Lyle for the last 60 minutes, you know. And I was being with what is going to occur on Friday, then on Saturday, and then on Sunday. You know, like I could just, when you said we just shout it out, you know, I was there. You know, and so I'm very grateful for what is about to occur and what God has created for us that weekend, March 7th through the 9th at the Hyatt in Lyle. Please go to www.GoldRushWomen'sConference.com. And get more and more information. And if you have questions, you can just send an email to blacksummit.org/talkshow, and I'll get that question. I'll make sure I get the perfect answer. Or call 773-417-9595. You can ask questions there. You can go to the website. So there's, you know, there's no reason for you not to have the information. We're more than willing to share it. We want sponsors. You heard Shirley say that she has a group of women in recovery that she would love to bring. So if you can sponsor some of these women, please let us know. You know, you can contact me at Transformative Talk at gmail.com. That's Henrietta. You, whatever it is that you need to do.
And Henrietta, we also have opportunity for female vendors. Vendors who,
right. That's the other
thing
I was going to mention. If you are a vendor and you have wares to sell or just information that you would like to go out, you know, at this conference, please contact the Gold Rush Women's Conference about being a vendor. So there's all kinds of opportunities that are available in this conference. And we are, like I said, so very excited. And we're out of time. So,
all right.
Oh, my God. So I thank you again, all of you for being a part.
Thank
and Glenn,
you.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting,
right.
You know, the questions tonight. I really appreciate your facilitation.
Oh, this was wonderful.
Thank
this
you
is,
so
this
much.
Is so consistent with what we're up to at the International Black Summit. So this is beautiful. So on that note, I just want to point out a couple things. There's gold in them there hills.
That's
the other one I love.
and may I just say
gold status. Okay, I love
there
that
you
one
go.
Too.
I love that. Just say to all the women who are listening, I'm gonna see you at the Gold Rush. I just know that. That's it.
Okay. Yes.
And for the men, let me just say one more thing. For the men that know that they just didn't buy the perfect Valentine's gift, this is a good way to make up for it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Matter of fact,
good night.
Matter of fact, you're going to get
good
more
night.
Return than you put in on this one.
Yes.
That's
right. Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Night.
On that
bye.
Note,
good night, everyone.
Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
And we'll see you next
good
week.
Night. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.